WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says of costs during a Federal Reserve renovation tour.
The 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
It just came out.
Yeah, I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell also says Trump included a building finished 5 years ago. Imprisoned Jeffrey Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell is said to have answered all of a DOJ official's questions. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
If she's looking for leniency, maybe this is a step in the right direction. It's worth noting, though, Todd Blanche, Deputy Attorney General, former defense lawyer for Donald Trump, is friends with Maxwell's defense lawyer there, David Marcus.
Pro wrestling icon Hulk Hogan has died at age 71.
The vibe was so intense. The energy was so crazy. It felt like maybe I was going to press that no good stinky giant over my head and slam him through the mat, brother.
Authorities say they responded to a call about a cardiac arrest at the former wrestler's Florida home. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm Shali Pittman. We have breaking news this afternoon. Governor Tony Evers will not seek a third term in office, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after two terms in office.
For five decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Evers' time in office marked a clear contrast with his Republican predecessor, Scott Walker, whose signature policy curbed union rights for public employees, especially teachers. And Evers' election in 2018 marked a shift in state politics. Since he took office, there have often been power struggles between Evers and Republicans leading the legislature. Under his tenure, though, Democrats helped secure a liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That led to new legislative maps, which are expected to again shift the balance of power in the legislature in 2026. A Marquette Law School poll last month found 55% of Wisconsin voters did not want Evers to run again, even though 48% still said they approve of the job he's doing. Now, Evers' exit sets the stage for a competitive Democratic primary, and so far that field is wide open. On the Republican side, two candidates are in so far, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and Business Executive Bill Berrien. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For WCFW News, I'm Shali Pittman.
It's back to football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay. At the Packers training camp underway, practices open to the public at 10:30 a.m. A new locker room and a new attitude amongst the players, running back Josh Jacobs.
We didn't like how we finished last year. The sense of urgency in this building, in this organization right now is very high. You know, we all trying to hold each other to that standard of what we want to be and what we want to accomplish. And obviously, you know, we went, one game in the North? So for us, man, that's our main focus right now, just trying to be better and improve.
College football, the Badgers holding their media day at the Big Ten Conference in Las Vegas. After finishing 5-7, head coach Luke Fickell says they need to accept their role as the underdog.
A part of that is embracing being an underdog. That's how Wisconsin's gotten to where they are.
Baseball, Brewers with a 10-2 win in Seattle. Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some areas of fog forming later tonight. Otherwise, we'll see mostly clear skies, lows in the lower 60s, a light breeze. Friday, morning fog, then quite a bit of sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. Shower and storm chances returning for Friday night. Right now, it's 82.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday will be in Oshkosh talking to County Executive Gordon Hintz, UWO Provost Ed Martini, and State Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. This is 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two. Act two, as I like to call it, of Nightlight. Just a beautiful night here in the state of Wisconsin. Dom, you and I are both transplants, aren't we?
What do you mean?
Aren't you from... You're not from Wisconsin, are you?
I'm not from Wisconsin. That's true. Yes, I am from the southern side of Chicago.
Okay.
Yes.
I kind of am from Wisconsin. I lived here as a kid. And again, as an adult, and I consider it, I find it very easy to live in.
Yes, I agree.
For, like, someone your age, you could live wherever. I have kids, and it just, I don't know, on a summer night like this in Madison, or looking out over Broadway in Green Bay, and it is in the summer, it's amazing. In the winter, you could take Chicago and Wisconsin both and have them, but there is no better place to be right now on a summer night than in downtown Madison. And it's great to be on the radio and great to have you listening, folks. Let us know what your favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role is. That's what we're talking about tonight. That's our question of the night. The very talented Dom Lee sitting in for the very talented Conrad Krieger, who is on vacation. We don't know what he's doing. Some kind of horseplay shenanigans. We don't know what Conrad is up to tonight. I don't know if I want to know. So, but hopefully he's having a swell time as well. We talked to Steve Cochran in the first hour. Great to connect with Steve again. He is an absolute radio legend and has been on the radio for years in Chicago. As he said, he worked in Baltimore. I think he worked in St. Louis. And he is just a great guy to listen to on the radio. Funny, insightful. And we had a great interview. A couple minor technical issues, but we worked through them. Mm-hmm. And we talked about Dom's line dancing.
Oh, man.
Which was exciting. When is your next class, by the way?
Tuesday. And it's not really a class. It's kind of like a bar people just go to and just have some fun. But I don't think I would ever be able to go, like, train for it. It's got to be something. I just look up YouTube videos the night before, hopefully don't make a fool of myself, and then call it a day.
Don't you just kind of, like, couldn't you almost do anything with friends and just have it be fun?
Honestly, yes.
Because you just like do something silly and it's like we're all just having a good time. Yeah, exactly. Have you ever, do you go to like trivia nights or anything like that?
I went to trivia night last week, Thursday.
Those are
yes.
kind of fun.
Yes.
I haven't done one of those in a long time.
And also, by the way, I joined a pickup soccer league on Sundays. So I'm doing everything. You know, I'm multifaceted.
Wow. You know what? This is fun. When I said I lived a part of my childhood in Wisconsin, moved up to Marinette in junior high from the northwest side of Chicago. And here's the thing. I think I would have loved to have played soccer. I had no interest in it when I was a kid because I didn't know anything about it. They didn't have it in Chicago, I don't think. They didn't have it in northern Wisconsin. But I'll tell you a game I love, and I don't know if you've ever played this, Frisbee Ultimate.
Oh yeah, I have played that, yes.
Best game. That is the most fun I have ever had playing a sport.
It is really fun. It is really, really fun.
You just never stop running. And you're back and forth. Yeah. It's so great.
And I think there's pickup games, I think, if that's what you want to call it, in Madison, too. So you can...
For
you
Ultimate. Can, no
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, I've done pickup basketball, you know? Like, you're kind of waiting. You got your ball on your drill. What do you do with a Frisbee? Like, you just, like... throw it up and down.
I know, yeah. I know they like kind of deke each other out, but as far as that, I don't know how they kind of, you know, get their opponents off them. It's kind of just, I mean, they're really good at throwing. I am terrible at throwing a Frisbee. I couldn't throw it 5 yards.
Okay. But that's kind of important in Ultimate. You know, it's like, you got to be able to catch too, but that's a great game. All right, so we're talking Dom's hobbies. We got a lot still to come on the show, folks. Tim Sowers will be here at 7:20. Tim is always great. He's going to tell us about what's coming up at the Overture Center across the street here. I'm actually looking at the Overture Center tonight, right from this window here at Civic Media. And Tim will be here. And Tim always, I mean, he's fun to talk to about what they have going on at the Overture, but he's also fun to talk about, he's also fun to talk movies with and TV. And he sees everything. The guy is a serious, like, he's got a pretty sweet gig. He goes out to New York. Like, I think he's invited because he books shows, so they have him out. Probably treat him like a king. He gets to see all these great Broadway shows and pick which ones he wants at the Overture Center. Somehow he manages to watch a lot of color television and movies. So he's a lot of fun to talk to. We're going to talk to Tim about all of that. And that's, I think you're pretty much caught up, folks. You didn't miss a whole lot. We did a little Hulk Hogan talk, a little South Park talk. Oh man. Check it out. Give it a Google. It's pretty wild. Let's do some text, Dom, shall we?
Let's do some text.
Do we have to ask permission? I think we can just do it. what was our last text? We got Natural Born Killers. And that was Melissa from Willie Street said Natural Born Killers also was crazy good. All right. Yeah, because Jameson said he liked Woody Harrelson in Natural Born Killers, A Prairie Home Companion, and Kingpin. That was, if Steve and I disagreed on anything, and we really didn't, it would be that Kingpin is a classic.
You guys even
outstanding movie.
Yeah, you guys even sounded similar. Like I don't know what it was. Yeah, you guys had like the same vocal cords. I don't know how to explain
you're
that.
You're kind of, you know what? I've never teared up on this show before, Dom, but I am about to. Coming for Clem because
I appreciate that.
Steve is a guy who, like myself, I don't know how long Steve did stand-up comedy, but I made my living at it for 8 years. And now I'm doing radio, and he's the guy. He's the guy to watch and learn from. So that means a lot. Thank you, Dom. You're just saying that. You're just trying to build me up.
Yeah, I'm just saying
that. Because
you
gave me crazy hand signals before. I thought you were telling me to, like, wish we were playing charades all
the
time.
We just got to go past that. That was just a, I don't know what happened right there. But.
Oh, come on. It was fun. All right, Jameson from Pennsylvania says, on Hulk Hogan, watch Suburban Commando. It's the horrible movie with him and Christopher Lloyd. From Back to the Future, who played Doc. I certainly know who Christopher Lloyd is. Yeah, what was he thinking? Like, did Christopher Lloyd's agents call him? We got a Hulk Hogan vehicle here. He's looking for a co-star. Great text. Thank you, Jameson, as always. Brett from Brown Deer says, loved Woody in Zombieland. Forgot about Zombieland. Another offbeat, cool movie Woody Harrelson was a part of. A main part of. He says, especially when he finds Bill Murray alive. Yeah, that was great. Great text. Thank you. Thank you, Brett. Melissa, again from Willie Street, and she says, oh, Pete, you know I will be at Atwood Fest. That's right. We were talking about Atwood Fest last night, too. I might stick around for that, Melissa, before I head back up north. I might just go out there and interview some people, get some sound bites for next week's show. Atwood is just such a great,
yeah.
Sure, a cooler neighborhood than Atwood anywhere. Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I've only been in Madison for a few months, but it from what I've heard, it's one of the best.
Have you been there?
I've never been there.
You've got to go there, Dom. Yeah. They have great theaters. They have the new Atwood Music Hall. The Barrymore Theater is amazing. It's just it's a neighborhood like no other. So thank you, Melissa. Enjoy your life there she's in Willie Street. So there you go. And then Cam sent a text I can't read. Thank you, Cam. John Murray from Madison says, Woody as Woody. But I dare you to name the role he sucked at. I can't find it. Maybe Grok AI. Oh, Grok AI knows on Twitter, ex-Twitter. He says, did he ever have a Nazi role? Okay, sorry about the tangent. My old lady, Melissa on Willie Street. Oh, they're married. It's a little nightlight love story here. We got a couple out there texting the show together.
Aww.
Take pictures, please, if they're appropriate, and send them in. We'll post them. John says, okay, sorry about the tangent. My old lady Melissa on Willie Street seems to agree. See you all at Atwood Fest. It's going to be a lot of love at Atwood Fest, especially if Melissa and John are there. Thank you guys for texting. From the 920, I'm a little late, but it seems the whole movie television industry is super hard to get anything made with financing. You are singing my my blues, 920. That's why my show, Instability, is trying to fund itself using Kickstarter. TJ told me to reach out to you about it. It's being made right in the Fox Valley Oshkosh area. Signed, Fallon. Is that, TJ. I probably know TJ, but I need a few more details, 920. Or Fallon. But thank you for the text. That's great. And good luck with your project. It is not easy to get anything made, folks. It's unbelievable. There's so many hoops. You write a script and you love it, but that means nothing. You still have to get financing. Then you get the financing. Oh, that's great. We're making a movie. Then you make the movie. You got to execute it. Okay, you made the movie. It's great. Now you got to get it seen. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. You got to get reviews. There's so many hoops to jump through, Fallon. I'm telling, just do nails, dude. Learn how to weld. I'm not kidding. I've just been in this too long. I can't do anything else. But well done and great text and good luck with your project. And then, hey, Mitch, we read that one too. So it's not too late, folks. Get in on the fun. Let us know what your favorite Woody Harrelson role or movie was. Let's play that clip. This is one of my favorite scenes. I thought Woody, I loved him in True Detective, but in No Country for Old Men, which is one of those movies I cannot turn off, he's really good. He doesn't have a huge role, but like I said, he goes from this guy with a lot of panache and confidence to all of a sudden being scared when he encounters Chigurh. But I think this is the scene we have right before that when he's talking to Stephen Root's character about what happened and about how crazy Chigurh is. So let's go with that, Dom.
You know Anton Chigurh by sight, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I know him every which way.
When did you last see him?
November 28th last year.
Seemed pretty sure of the date. Did I ask you to sit?
No, sir, but you struck me as a man who wouldn't want to waste a chair. I remember dates, names, numbers. I saw him November the 28th.
Got a loose cannon here. Around a bunch of money, and the other party is out his product.
Yes, sir.
This account will give up $1,200 in any 24-hour period. That's up from $1,000. If your expenses run higher, I hope you'll trust us for it.
Okay.
Just how well do you know Chigurh?
What do you want to know?
I just want to know your opinion of him in general. Just how dangerous is he?
Compared to what? The bubonic plague? He's bad enough you called me. Yeah, he's a psychopathic killer, but so what? There's plenty of them around.
Killed three men in Del Rio Motel yesterday and two others in that colossal goat out in the desert.
We can stop that.
Seem pretty sure of yourself. You led something of a charmed life, haven't you, Mr. Wells?
In all honesty, I can't say the charm has had a whole lot to do with it. I was wondering.
Yes.
Could you validate my parking ticket?
An attempt at humor, I suppose.
No, sorry. You know, I counted the floors of this building from the street.
And?
There's one missing.
We'll look into it.
That's Woody Harrelson as Wells, was his last name, right? Cameron?
Wells, yep.
Cameron Wells. And Stephen Root, who is one of the most, the guy is just a chameleon. He is so good. The first thing I ever saw him in was News Radio, where he played like the top dog, the CEO or the program director, whatever. He was great. Then I saw him in Office Space as Milton. He's in movies like this. He was in Breaking Bad. The guy is just a phenomenal actor. I cannot believe how much he works, and he should. All right, when we come back after this very short break, we're going to have Tim Sowers from the Overture Center. Always fun to talk to Tim. What is this, Dom? I like this.
This is the Zombieland.
This is Zombieland.
Yeah, okay. The credit scenes.
Very nice. Well done, Zom. See what I did there? Your name's
Don. I like it. I like it. You know, I like
it. Total mistake. All right, we're coming right back with Tim Sowers. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're not at your house. You're at a lavish seaside estate. You're not walking the dog. You're hunting for clues in an Agatha Christie mystery. See it differently with BritBox. Stream an endlessly entertaining collection of British TV, including new original series, Ludwig, starring David Mitchell.
Bit awkward, really. I think I might just have solved a murder.
And Outrageous, a scandalous true story.
Seems there's a political extremist in every family these days.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells, bigly. You see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount, ABC. Capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight. Talking movies and TV and Woody Harrelson and Stephen Colbert and South Park. Oh, if those guys are still on the air in 2 days, I'll be surprised. But that was unbelievable. And lots going on. Chuck B and Joni passed away. We covered a lot of stuff tonight. We still got a ways to go here. And one of our faves is about to join us here. He is the Chief Artistic Experiences Director over at the Overture Center, which happens to be right across the street here. And his name is Tim Sowers. Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. Great to have you, as always.
Are you watching the Wicked crowd go into the theater?
Here's where I'm at with the Wicked crowd. The other night, I pulled into the parking, which I have free parking, but I got charged $10 for event parking because of your production, Tim, and Wicked. So you owe me $10. Right. Bucks. That's how I'm
Wicked dealing. Is so popular. It's still so popular.
It's unbelievable. Is it? I mean, it's got to be sold out
really
every night, right?
Yeah. And this is like our, I don't know, third time Wicked was here. Wicked was the show that was on our stage when COVID hit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so it's the last rescheduling from COVID. 4 years later, 5 years later, whatever it is.
Is that right? Wow.
But it's crazy. They take good care of the show and people love it. And didn't hurt that the movie just came out and was a big success. And
yeah. I have to say, it's fun when I, whenever I'm here, whatever show you guys have, you do so well with. It's just, there's great, great energy. I'm walking amongst people that are going to see a show, and they're excited, and it's such a beautiful facility.
Well, so. You know, one of it is they don't have to go anywhere, right? Like, it's the same show that's in Chicago. It's the same show that's in Minneapolis. And it's nice that people are really happy that these shows come here because they don't have to travel to go see it if they don't want to.
Absolutely. Well, that's good news, I'm sure. And you guys have so much going on over there. And I laughed when Sherry told me, is it okay if Tim does this over the stream because he doesn't want to fight Wicked traffic?
I don't want to fight Wicked people trying to find a place to park.
That was great. I'm like,
that's terrible. I'm terrible. But,
and I assume you have a parking spot over there that says Tim Sowers on it. No?
No, I don't have a parking spot. I park in that garage, too. When I drive, I could have walked it, but it's too hot.
You got to renegotiate, buddy. You need your own parking spot. All right, so let's jump in. You got some great stuff coming up. I'm going to be honest. Here's a full disclosure. I don't get, and I have this discussion with my daughter all the time. She's a musical theater major in college, and I've seen all of her shows. I am not the world's biggest Stephen Sondheim fan. I don't get a lot of his stuff. I feel like he's like a David Lynch sort of stage. But you do have a really, go ahead.
He's complicated.
Yeah.
His stuff is complicated. And you have to really, when you watch one of his shows, you have to really pay attention.
I should probably put my phone down.
You have to kind of really pay attention to it because it's a complicated piece. But Assassins, as we're going to talk about.
Yeah, that looks I will say that looks really cool. There's a great poster you guys have.
Actually, it's a cool piece. It's about all of the people who tried to assassinate presidents.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Really?
And it's Capital City Theater is putting out, and they're one of the local musical theater companies in town. And it's like a... It's one of his lesser known pieces, really. It's you know, do I like it? Yeah. It's different.
Yeah. Like a lot of his stuff. But is that kind of a newer show, Tim? I've never heard of that. Not that I've heard of everything, but.
No, I don't know when it came out, but it's been around for quite a while.
Okay.
It wasn't a big hoopla show like his Into the Woods and Sunday in the Park with George and all of his really big ones. It wasn't really one of his big ones. It was more of an off-Broadway kind of show, a smaller show. I think it's only, I don't know, I haven't seen it in a long time, but I think it's only one act. I think it's only like a 90-minute show.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. And that's a local people?
That's a local, Capital City Theater. They are local and do a couple of shows with us every year in our venue. And summertime, we have more of an availability to be able to have local artists come in and do their work.
Yeah. We're going to do a very fast break here in just a couple minutes, so I don't want to get fully into all the Broadway shows, but we'll do that after the news. But I have to ask you, do you have a favorite Woody Harrelson movie or role?
I do. It's either Three Billboards. Do you know that movie?
Oh, yeah, with Frances McDormand, sure.
Yeah, and Sam Rockwell, which was
love Sam Rockwell.
Crazy. I know, I love it. Do you watch White Lotus? He was crazy funny. He was the best part of the whole season, I thought.
It's so funny. You were saying that about him, and I was like, I just saw him in something where he was so crazy, and I forgot it was White Lotus.
So funny. I love him in everything he does.
I do too, but that was like a side, that was like a miniseries
It was like he was just having fun, right?
It was so great.
And I also like, I'll say The People versus Larry Flint.
Oh, nice pull. Yeah, he was great in that too.
Right. He was Oscar nominated for both of them.
Yeah. He's just a guy that, like, I think he's a really talented actor, but I also think
so much so.
People just like him. They want to work with him. They want him in their movie because he's just seems like a good guy and a guy that's easy to have around.
Yeah, I agree.
Tim Sowers is here. When we do the when we come back after this very short news break, we're going to talk to Tim about all the upcoming Broadway shows they have right across the street here at the Overture Center. That's coming up next. Nightlight with P. Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says of costs during a Federal Reserve renovation tour.
The 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, it just came out.
I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell also says Trump included a building finished 5 years ago. Imprisoned Jeffrey Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell is said to have answered all of a DOJ official's questions. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
If she's looking for leniency, maybe this is a step in the right direction. It's worth noting, though, Todd Blanche, Deputy Attorney General, former defense lawyer for Donald Trump, is friends with Maxwell's defense lawyer there, David Marcus.
Pro wrestling icon Hulk Hogan has died at age 71.
The vibe was so intense. The energy was so crazy. It felt like maybe I was going to press that no good stinky giant over my head and slam him through the mat, brother.
Authorities say they responded to a call about a cardiac arrest at the former wrestler's Florida home. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
It's back to football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay. At the Packers training camp underway, practices open to the public at 10:30 a.m. A new locker room and a new attitude amongst the players, running back Josh Jacobs.
We didn't like how we finished last year. The sense of urgency in this building, in this organization right now is very high. You know, we all are trying to hold each other to that standard of what we want to be and what we want to accomplish. And obviously, you know, we went, one game in the North? So for us, man, that's our main focus right now, just trying to be better and improve.
College football, the Badgers holding their media day at the Big Ten Conference in Las Vegas. After finishing 5-7, head coach Luke Fickell says they need to accept their role as the underdog.
A part of that is embracing being an underdog. That's how Wisconsin's gotten to where they are.
Baseball, Brewers with a 10-2 win in Seattle. Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four: First Steps is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. It stars Pete Davidson, and the early buzz is, it wouldn't surprise me if the movie poster read, "Don't get your hopes up." The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie, and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some areas of fog forming later tonight. Otherwise, we'll see mostly clear skies, lows in the lower 60s, a light breeze. Friday, morning fog, then quite a bit of sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. Shower and storm chances returning for Friday night. Right now, it's 82.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn Sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, free ticket Friday, a four-pack of tickets up for grabs for the hottest team in baseball. And Dan Schaefer is going to help us recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Welcome back. If Tim Sowers wasn't here right now, I would just let that song play for the rest of the show. But I know not everybody loves Bruce Springsteen as much as I. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. It is great to have you with me on this Thursday night. Tomorrow night on the show, Wisconsinology.com's Frank Anderson will be here. Frank is also a director, producer, and an incredible musician who has played with Butch Vig and tons of bands all over the place. And he is a phenomenal guest. We had some technical issues last night, so Frank will be on tomorrow night. And then it is also a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here with great music and great conversation. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our pal Tim Sowers, who is the Chief Artistic Experiences Director at the Overture Center here in Madison. And we're talking about upcoming Broadway shows. Tim, you guys have, there's so many I want to ask you about, but is there something you want to start with or something you're very excited about that's coming?
Well, you were talking about South Park, so like, you know, having Book of Mormon back is fun, right? Like that is such a fun, fun show. And they've updated it, I guess, a little since I've seen it, since we've had it last year, since I've seen it last. I mean, it's been on Broadway for like 14 years or something like that. God, 14, that 15 Jeez. Years. It's been that long. And I was hoping they'd write another one because I think it's like the perfect musical. Everything you want is in it. And it's so well done. And so looking forward to that.
I have not seen that yet. I'm embarrassed.
Oh my gosh,
say.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Well, those guys are so astute in their, you know,
satire
comedy and their satire and what's happening in the world. They're so plugged into everything. Like everything. Right? Like I just think they're so cool.
Did you see the South Park episode last night?
No.
Just
what was it?
Well, it was the first episode of season 27 and they just skewered the president, and I cannot believe what they get away with. Like,
and they do it, and they're so, their stuff is so like fresh. Like, I don't know, I heard them talking somewhere, and it's like, you know, when they're in season and the new shows are coming out, they're right, like, it doesn't, they're making them as the content is happening.
Right.
In the world. Like, it's so, sometimes I think it's a little too close. But that's pretty impressive. They work hard.
They do. And they're fearless. They'll take down anybody. It's really, it's something else. So we'll see if that
episode.
Well,
that's who they are. Right? Yeah. That's what satire is.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have a good sense of humor, then I'm sorry for you.
Same. So I want to ask you about a show I think looks fantastic. It's, a movie that I really like, and I'm very curious as to how you guys do this on stage. Not you guys, like you're not the one setting up the nuts and bolts of the, but how do they do Back to the Future? And have you seen
there's
that?
There's a car that I did see it. It's really fun. It has some of the movie soundtrack songs in it.
Okay.
But it also has an original score. So there's regular old kind of Broadway songs in it. And the car flies.
Really?
I haven't seen it in the road. I only saw it in New York, but the car flies and there's some technical amazing stuff in it. And, you know, if you're a fan of the movie and a fan of that, you're going to love the show. It's so true to the story. You know, because sometimes they change stuff around when they're making it into adapting it to another form, but it's really true to the movie. And what a great series of movies that was. That takes me back, man. Right? Takes us back.
Same.
You know, absolutely. They couldn't wait to see them at the movie theater, those Back to the Futures.
Yeah, once in a while, I'm kind of shocked that somebody who was so funny in something didn't have a bigger career in Biff from Back to the Future. He was so funny. And the guy, he did a couple things after, but I mean, I'm sure he's getting nice fat residual checks from that still to this day.
Yeah,
but man, probably. I don't know why he didn't do better in his career.
Yes, yeah, and some people just like forget it. But to me, the movie is all about whatsamacallit?
Marty McFly.
No. Christopher Lloyd. I think he's one of my favorite comedians. He's one of my favorite comedians.
He's great.
Well, yeah. he was. What was he? Taxi. Was taxi? He Taxi?
He was
yeah,
Jim.
Taxi.
Jim Ignatowski. Yeah.
He's so funny. His physical humor, everything about him, I think is really, really funny.
Love him. Tell us about Great Gatsby. You got that July 28th through the 2nd. Love that.
Everybody read
The Great Gatsby, right?
It's probably one of the most beautiful Broadway shows I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, it's design. The design of the show was, it's mostly all video work. But I kept going when I was watching it. Is it video? Is it real? What are they doing?
Oh, wow.
And I'm excited for it because they designed it in New York. So that same look and feel of the show would play across the country.
No kidding.
So I think that's really great. And it's still going strong on Broadway, actually. It's still there. And
yeah,
it's a great story, right? I mean,
great story. Still holds
it's
up.
A great story.
It's resonant.
It still holds up.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember when Amazon started doing programs, they had a Great Gatsby series starring Matt Bomer. And I can't remember who else was in that. Somebody else was in it. It was a huge flop. It was way ahead of its time, I think. You know, now if they put a show like that out, it's probably very different.
Yeah.
But things weren't streaming very much then, right?
Right. Are there shows that people shouldn't waste their time with, like they're already sold out, Tim, or
no?
Okay. Oh, good.
No. Oh no. There's tickets for everyone. We're just right. Single tickets will start going on sale. I think August is the first one for some like it hot, cause it's the first series in the package, but right now it's just all about still buying the package for a subscription.
Is that, do most people go for a package or they do it individually?
You know, we have, around 8,800 subscribers for the year. Nice. And so that's kind of, it's a great load in, right? For like the shows. So, it depends. It's often, you know, it depends.
Sure. So talk about Some Like It Hot. That's a classic too. And I think most of us probably saw the movie. I've never seen the play, but what a fun show.
It is a fun show. It's a great show. You know, the score is really jazz inspired. And they've done some updating and some more contemporary kind of stuff with it from the movie because it was a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
But it's Tony Award winning, that one Tony. Kimberly Akimbo won Tonys.
Won 5 Tonys, right? Kimberly Akimbo, yeah, that's a great show.
It was the best musical that year. And it's an odd premise that could turn people off, but it's about a young girl who has this condition where she ages like 4 times as fast. So it's a show really about looking at your youth and family. And it's a sweet little show. It's sweet. It's a comedy too. It's a sweet show. It was a big Tony winner.
All right. And then you've got, now that's in November. So are the rest of these shows next summer? Are we already, like, we talked about The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, Great Gatsby is next July.
All right, as is as is Back to the Future. I got that mixed up there because I thought that seemed a little close.
Our seasons usually start in the fall and go all the way through. Like, Wicked is the end of our season for this past season.
Okay, right? Gotcha.
And we normally now have summer musicals because people go in the summer. Like, in the past, when I, one of the... when I first started putting some shows in the summer, people were like, no one's going to go. And I'm like, why? Won't anybody go in the summer? You don't have to rush to your car. It's not cold.
Freezing, yeah.
Right? And so we do them year-round now.
Tim, you've got a couple shows. I can't believe Hamilton is already coming back.
I know.
People cannot get enough of that, right?
Yeah, this is our third time or fourth time. Third, I think. Okay. Yeah, people love Hamilton, and it's, you know, going strong. And it's kind of a important piece, right? And it's important today in what's happening in our world.
Absolutely.
Great show.
No pun intended, stand on Riverdance? I loved it when I saw it a couple times back in Chicago in the 90s. And I'm Irish. I like Irish music, but to think
30 years.
Yeah. To think you get that much mileage out of someone not moving their arms, but people can't get enough of it. It's such a fun show.
It is a fun show. And it's, you know, it's been going strong. It's really kind of a cultural phenomenon. And here in Wisconsin, it's really big because of all the Trinity Irish dance schools all over the state.
All right.
And that big company is based out of Chicago. We do this Kids in the Rotunda series on Saturdays down in our Rotunda stage, which is a smaller stage. It can seat about, 350 or so. But when we bring in the students from kids to adults with Trinity Irish, we have to move it into Overture Hall because we get thousands to come and see it.
Oh, really?
Right. They love it. And so, you know, we haven't had in a long time. And so it's back.
Before I ask you about what you're watching, Tim, and we're always watching similar stuff. And I love your take on what you watch. Is there anything else coming up at the Overture Center that people should know about, like maybe in the next month or two?
Well, Teresa Caputo, do you know her?
Yes, we tried to get her on this show.
Oh,
but
couldn't get on. Oh, that's too bad.
It's just the timing with the schedule, it didn't work out. But boy, she's a character. I've never seen her before, but I was excited to talk to her.
Fun.
Yeah.
She's totally fun. And she's going strong with an audience. We have sold a lot of tickets for her. And this is a return engagement. We had her a couple of years ago.
She's a big hit, huh?
She's a big hit.
And not just because of the hair. I mean, she's really entertaining.
Right. She's entertaining. Yeah. Right. I have never seen her yet. So I'm planning to, I know I won't, I'll be out of town. I won't see her again. Darn it.
Oh man. You don't want to drive in anyway, Tim, the parking is going to be terrible.
That's true.
So what are you watching, Tim?
Well, my favorite newest kind of show was Department Q. Did you watch that?
I did. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I love it because it took place in Edinburgh. And I'm just about to go to Edinburgh in a couple weeks to big Fringe Festival there, which is 3.5 weeks of nothing but shows. I'll see maybe between 40 and 50 I normally see when I go to that.
What?
Yeah, they're all like an hour.
Okay.
They're like excerpts from high end to low, but there's over 3,000 shows. It's huge.
Wow.
It's exciting and fun. And so it was fun I knew some of the streets. And I think they set it up well to have a series, right? And I love the performers who are on it. And I loved where it went. And I thought that was kind of fun. So
that's great. Yeah, I watched it too. I recommend it as well. I thought it was, there was a lot going on, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it takes a couple of episodes, if anybody wants to watch it. It takes a couple of episodes to get into the understanding of it.
Yeah, right? For sure.
Right.
Tim, as always, my friend, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure.
Keep kicking
always
ass over at the OC, we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Okay.
Okay,
enjoy.
Buddy. Thanks, you
Bye.
Too. That's Tim Sowers. Check out anything going on at the Overture Center. Such a great place, and they do great work over there. So what is this music now, Dom?
This is from Cheers.
Is from Cheers?
Or maybe, you know what? Maybe I'm where everyone knows your name. Maybe that's not. I don't know. Maybe I'm too young. I don't know.
I don't think that's from Cheers. Are we up against a break? All right, we're coming right back. It's Peach Wobbin Nightlight.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back. Now, if that doesn't get you to want to see Back to the Future over the Overture Center, I don't know what will, folks. That does sound like a fun show. Dom, what do you like? You're fresh out of college.
Correct.
What do you think when you hear songs that reference 1999? Like, you got Prince's 1999, which when it came out, seemed like it was so far away. And then Huey Lewis there talking about 1999. I mean,
It's really weird. It's a weird feeling because I wasn't even a thought back then.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just a weird feeling. I don't know. And, you know, my parents really like watching older movies. And when I mean older, I just mean 1990 movies or 80s movies, like not that old. But for me, it's really, really old. So it's such a weird, feeling. I don't know. I feel like I'm in a Matrix.
It's interesting because when I was young, I used to like the music of my parents' era, like the 60s and 70s and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I would listen to that, and I thought, oh, that music was really cool then. I like the music of my day, too. But my kids love the music of the 90s, which was my, you know. So it's strange. Are you like that with your folks? Do you listen to what they listen to?
Yeah, I listen to, well, I listened more older rap, I would say. Okay. Dr. Dre is something
Cool.
Yeah, so it is on the older side. Again, not like crazy old. Dr. Right. Dre isn't like, you know, 60s or something.
Right.
But yeah, I would say similar to what my dad really listened to when he was a kid. So,
nice.
Yeah. And some modern day stuff. I like Sabrina Carpenter. I don't know why.
Okay.
It's one of my
she seems cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a little crush on her?
Hidden Love, yep.
Hidden Love. Oh, is that a song?
Yeah, well, no, it's not a song. I'm just saying it's something.
It's something inside you, Dom, and you gotta bring it out.
I'm beating around the bush. It's yeah, I got a crush on her.
We need a restraining order on Dom Lee. No, she's good. Yeah, I like Sabrina Carpenter too. Our question of the night, folks, we're going to wrap up these texts here before we get out of here, is what was your favorite Woody Harrelson role or show or movie? And if you have something fun you want to share about Woody Harrelson, that's fine too. Monica Hale on the social media post says, well, first she said, loved him in Zombie and then she corrected herself and said Zombie Land. And parenthetically, stupid autocorrect. Thank you, Monica. Zombieland was great. We've had a couple for Zombieland tonight. Conrad Krieger, the kid, says semi-pro as Monix. I did not see that. I mean, I think I saw parts of semi-pro, but again, Woody Harrelson has been in like 150 movies. You can't keep track of all of them, but I'm sure he was great in that. He's good in everything, like our pal Tim Sowers just said. Jumping over to the text line from the 920... TJ is an organizer of Oshkosh Pride and the founder of Hope Fridge. Oh, okay. I feel like I know TJ, but I asked for clarification, and 920 brought it. Thank you. Also on the text line, Tony the Trucker. Pete, if you are hitting Atwood Fest, I may need to burn a sick day. I consider myself a great interview. Well, listen, Tony, if I'm there, I will post something on social media, but I would love to interview you there if I end up going. I might be beat by Saturday. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I would love to check it out. I've never been there. I've never been, and I would like to, I think it'd be fun to interview some people. So if I go out there on Saturday, it'll probably be very early. It'll probably be in the first hour, and then I'll probably hit the road to get back up north, and hopefully Atwood Fest has good weather. But if you see me, Tony, please, I would love to interview you. That would be a lot of fun, and meet you in person. So where are we going here, Dom? We got more text. Lori from Hayward. I'm not used to this mouse. It's very sensitive.
It is very,
I can't move the thing around. Lori from the 715 says, I was a little distraught when I saw him, Woody Harrelson, playing bad guys in some movies, so it turned me off. Was wondering if anyone had mentioned Hulk Hogan tearing his shirt off at the RNC. Nobody mentioned that. You know, and I don't know if it's a political thing, Lori, or people just don't want to see a 70-year-old dude pulling his shirt off. Because here's the thing. When 70-year-old guys pull their shirts off, and they're like Jeff Bezos or Robert Kennedy, and they're on roids, that's a cry for help. That looks really weird. Or if they're not, that looks even scarier. Everything kind of hanging. You just don't want to see a 70-year-old guy with his shirt off.
Now I got Jeff Bezos, like his shirt's off in my mind. I just can't. I got to get that image out of my head.
Sabrina Carpenter's a distant memory. run with that one, Dom. Okay, then TJ. Oh, here's TJ from Oshkosh. Hey, Pete, I sent Fallon your way and asked them to text into the show. I hope you two can connect. I think we did, TJ. He says, I think they'd make for a great Nightlight interview one day. They're a writer and director of this sitcom with an award-winning script from the Fox Valley area. Yes, I'm intrigued, TJ. So thank you for making the connection. We'll talk at some point. Reach out to us and we can discuss. Always looking for some new infotainment to talk about. TJ also says, 7 Pounds is my favorite Woody Harrelson movie. That movie was my favorite movie for many years. Haven't seen it in a while, but I remember... Hold on, I just lost my place here. But I remember it being very intense, emotional, and entertaining. I have never seen that. So I'll have one on my list. All right, we got a couple more here. Then we got to get out of here. Let's see. 920. Also, my boyfriend says, Now You See Me. I hope he's referring to a movie. No need to read this part off the show, but TJ referred me to a book. All right, we'll talk. Yes, I love it. You guys reach out. We'll discuss. From the 715, Lori says that was my sentiment exactly about the old fart taking his shirt off. I'm with you, Lori. And Everett from Sun Prairie says, probably too late, but if it hasn't been mentioned, Woody was great in Kingpin. Yes, he was. How are we doing on time, Tom?
We got about 30 seconds. Okay. Yeah.
He says, come on, Pete. Or he says, also, can't believe you didn't recognize the theme from Cheers. Come on, Pete, you're better than that. Wink. I eventually did. It was like elevator music, though. Cheers elevator music. Lori added a puke emoji. All right, everybody, come on back tomorrow. We're also live from Madison. Got another great show. Frank Anderson, Bar Band Friday night. We'll have a question about Wisconsin lakes. You won't want to miss it. And thank you to Dom Leeser. Always fun to work with you, buddy.
Always fun to work with you, too.
On behalf of Dom and his line dancing abilities. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. One of three police officers shot in an ambush yesterday in Northeast Ohio has died. CBS's Lilia Luciano has the latest.
Authorities have identified the gunman as 28-year-old Michael Parker of Lorain, Ohio. Police say he fired at the officers multiple times with a high-powered rifle as two of them were eating lunch in their patrol cars. A third officer was shot when he responded to the call. The gunman was killed at the scene. When officers searched his vehicle, they found an arsenal of weapons.
A second officer remains in critical condition, and a third was treated for a wound to the hand. Police say Parker apparently acted alone. No word on a motive. Democrats and some Republicans demand more information about the case of Jeffrey Epstein and files about him. The Deputy U.S. Attorney General has interviewed Epstein's former girlfriend and co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's doing time.